This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, August 11th. I'm Patricia Naft. Authorities say two people aboard a small plane that was reported missing have been found dead at the crash site in northern Colorado. The steamboat pilot reports that Rout County Undersheriff Ray Birch says rescue workers found the wreckage early Sunday near Steamboat Springs. The name of the two people on the plane have not immediately been released. The plane was headed to Boulder from Steamboat Springs on Saturday. A search for the aircraft began when it was reported overdue. Federal Aviation Administration spokesman Alan Kennitzer reports the plane was a Piper PA-28. Rout County Sheriff Search and Rescue Incident Commander Jim Linville says at least two other planes have crashed in the same area in the past 10 years. Hundreds of public music teachers gathered in Fort Collins recently to explore new ways to get kids engaged in music education, a discipline that's often the first on the chopping block when school budgets are tight. Sam Fuqua went to the Rockfest 2014 event and brings us this story.
This is what it sounds like when 30 teachers play keyboards and sing the U2 hit With or Without You. They're playing along to a recording that starts with a song by Journey, then goes on to U2, then Adele, then Lady Gaga, all with the same progression of four chords. Each participant has a portable keyboard with a piece of cardboard leaning against the black keys. It's called a jam card. It uses simple graphics to show how to play different chords and scales. The idea is that with inexpensive learning materials and a few chords, students can quickly start making music, playing songs they recognize. Donna Turner is a music teacher at Riffenberg Elementary in Fort Collins. She says she still uses traditional methods and instruments, like the recorder, but the modern band curriculum is what gets her students excited about music.
I gotta suck my kids into music so they'll become lifelong music lovers. And how am I gonna do that? Hit them up with the things that they like.
Turner was one of 150 teachers at the Rockfest conference. It's an annual gathering put on by Little Kids Rock, a nonprofit that promotes the modern band approach to music education. In addition to teacher trainings like this one, they provide free instruments, lesson plans, and support to underserved schools. Since 2002, Little Kids Rock has helped over 300,000 kids across the U.S. make music. The group's founder and executive director is musician-turned-social entrepreneur David Wish.
I think in 5 years, the term modern band will be as ubiquitous in schools across the country as jazz band became when it was first introduced.
Jazz band is now an accepted and common part of many school music programs, but it wasn't always that way. Roger Brown is president of the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston.
There are these strange forces of tradition and resistance in music. I think they go to some deep sense that real music is classical music. This other stuff that we all love and enjoy that we created in the United States that's all blues derived, somehow it's not legitimate. And I think there's some kind of deep resistance that a teacher has to overcome. But I think once they do overcome it and parents see their children making music enthusiastically, then everyone gets it.
Like Little Kids Rock, Berklee College of Music also helps bring the modern band curriculum to low-income schools. Brown says it can be an entry point to a broader musical horizon.
My argument is the fastest way to get someone to Miles Davis or Bach is to start with Katy Perry.
Modern band proponents also see it as a way to bring more cultural diversity to music education. Roger Brown.
You think if you've got a class with a lot of, say, Mexican-American children, wouldn't it be nice if you played music that came out of that tradition? You know, a great teacher is going to try to explore what's culturally relevant to the students they're teaching.
That's a recording of a modern band class at Miramonte Elementary School in Los Angeles, an all-girl quartet.
It's like a friendly competition between the boys and the girls, but the girls, they just rock it out. It's just amazing. And I love how that music, it really empowers them. You know, it gives them a sense of, I could do whatever I set my mind to. And it's, you know, with results. It's not just saying it, it's actually doing it.
Jose Vergara teaches this class.
You know, the traditional method, it is very overwhelming and to a certain point scary when you're trying to teach these symbols, you know, versus just telling a kid, put your finger in this fret and rock it out. It just relaxes the kid. It creates a positive environment.
Vergara teaches the modern band class to about 35 students after school for 90 minutes, three times a week, on his own time. Most of the students at Miramonte Elementary are low income, and 95% are Latino. The school has over 1,000 students, and most get less than 30 minutes a week of music instruction. Vergara is a general 5th and 6th grade classroom teacher. He says the modern band approach is less intimidating, both for himself as a non-music teacher and for his students.
First of all, I have very limited music instruction myself. So I think the way modern band is taught, the simplicity, it's more accessible to students. And not only to students, but also for adults to introduce it.
A 2012 National Endowment for the Arts report that summarized four longitudinal studies found that low-income students who had high levels of arts engagement, including music, scored higher on standardized tests. They were also more likely to go on to college. But despite the evidence of the positive impact music education makes on academic performance and brain development, it's still vulnerable when school districts face tough budget choices. Little Kids Rock founder David Wish says that's short-sighted.
This notion that there's a competition between subjects is self-destructive. And we as a society will self-destruct, in my opinion, if we continue to remove from our educational system the critical ingredients that actually make us fully human.
Wish says he believes that without music education, a student's creative thinking is at risk.
The future of the world lies in our children's creativity, because that is the asset that they're going to draw upon time and time again to deal with the persistent problems that life is going to dole out to them and the ones that they're going to inherit from us. What inspires me about music is how it unleashes that creativity in people, in children particularly.
Little Kids Rock is active in 28 communities nationwide. The Poudre Valley School District is currently the only district they work with in Colorado, but the group is planning to expand here, including in the Denver Public Schools. At the Rockfest 2014 conference in Fort Collins, I'm Sam Fuqua.
And finally, according to KJCT, someone in Colorado bought the winning Powerball ticket for a $90 million prize. The Colorado Lottery says it's the largest Powerball jackpot ever won in the state. The state's lottery office says the winning ticket for Saturday night's multi-state drawing was bought at the Come and Go in Rifle. The ticket holder has yet to come forward. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.